Good morning and welcome to the Print AM. I'm Snehish Alex Philip. As work begins on the ambitious Arunachal Frontier Highway, some of India's other key projects in the Northeast, especially Arunachal Pradesh, are nearing completion, while some others, such as the proposed tunnel under the Brahmaputra River, are in the final stages of finalization. In a turnaround from his decades-old policy of being wary of strengthening road connectivity along the line of actual control for fear of Chinese aggression, India is now in the middle of a massive border infrastructure push. Given the ongoing standoff with China and Eastern Ladakh, the government has ramped up speed at which border infrastructure is being created. There has been a lot of push on the infrastructure development along the LAC, especially in the Northeast. The idea is to fast-track the ongoing projects and initiate new ones. Such has been the focus that the Budget for Border Roads Organization, that is the BRO, has seen a significant jump this year. Incidentally, of the total number of highway projects worth 1.6 lakh crore announced by the central government for the Northeast last month, Arunachal Pradesh got the lion's share of works amounting to Rs. 44,000 crore. The push to develop border infrastructure began under the previous UPA government, but it was under the Modi government that the work picked up. According to the data from Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, from a mere 0.6 kilometer of national highways built a day during the UPA era, that is 2009 to 2014, road construction more than doubled during the NDA regime, touching an all-time high of 1.5 kilometer a day between 2014 and March 2019. Together, different central government agencies, including the National Highways Authority of India and the BRO, have built 2,731 kilometers of national highway across the eight northern states between 2014 and 2019. In the Union Budget 2022-23, BRO's capital outlay rose by a record 40% to Rs. 3,500 crore compared to 2,500 crore in financial year 2021-2022. In 2021, BRO completed 102 roads and bridges at various places in the north, western and eastern states, including the world's highest motorable road at Umingla at 19,024 feet. The BRO has inducted heavy excavators, spider excavators and lightweight crawler rock drills, besides other equipment to fast-track the projects. According to the government, the BRO has built 2,089 kilometers of road along the LAC in the past 5 years. The emphasis of the Modi government in infrastructure is visible from the fact that one of the first things it did after coming to power in 2014 was set up the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited. This new organization was given the mandate to construct highways in the northeast and hilly areas of Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir, which was previously mainly done by the NHAI and BRO directly. The NHIDCL, being a separate wing of the road ministry to focus on the northeast, has helped expedite project completion. Parliamentary documents show that central government has sanctioned 2,319 kilometers long roads to be built under the Arunachal Pradesh package of roads. Of this, contracts for construction of 1,191 kilometer long roads have been awarded. 1,150 of this has already been completed. As of February this year, 35 works amounting to 14,032 crores are in progress in the state of Arunachal Pradesh. The showpiece project that is nearing completion is the Sena Tunnel project in Arunachal Pradesh. Initiated in 2018 and scheduled to be completed by April next year, the Sena Tunnel is touted to be the world's longest bi-lane tunnel above the height of 13,000 feet. This strategic project, along with the Nachipur Tunnel on the 317-kilometer-long Balipara-Chador-Tawang, that is the BCT road that leads to West Kaming and Tawang districts of Arunachal Pradesh, will ensure that both defense and private vehicles will have all-year mobility. Besides these, official sources told the Print that bridges along the LAC have been upgraded to the standard of the new ones being built. This means that all bridges will be of class 70, allowing them to withstand the movement of heavy vehicles. In addition, the government is building large number of underground munition depots in the northeast, besides plans to set up special 3D printed permanent defenses. After 2020 Sino-India clashes at Galwan in eastern Ladakh, the central government had sanctioned 32 projects along the LAC as part of the second phase of the Indo-China Border Roads Project, which was approved in September 2020. According to sources, every infrastructure project being taken up in the northeast or once planned in future will be to improve connectivity for both civilians and the military. While work on the ambitious Arunachal Frontier Highway has begun, the other big project that has been finalized is the 15.6-kilometer twin tunnel under the mighty Brahmaputra River that will cut travel time between Assam and Arunachal Pradesh. Sources said that the alignment of the tunnel is still being discussed, but the project has been sanctioned by the Modi government. Do log into the print at the same time tomorrow to listen to the big news story of the day.